Blog Talk Radio. Reality TV is dramatic, and that's what keeps people watching reality TV. So hopefully you know, the show will get better in a positive way. Recently, the ladies took a trip to New Orleans where they built houses with Habitat for Humanity, and it was really good to see them actually give back instead of going on a highlighted vacation where they're on some island living it up, but it was good to see them actually doing some work and helping the community out. And, you know, New Orleans still needs our help. They are still rebuilding years after Hurricane Katrina. And to give back to the community is a very good thing. So shout out to Basketball Wives LA for taking the initiative to make something better in life. On to sad news, Rick Ross recently canceled his performances in Charlotte, North Carolina due to death threats. The gang, Gangsta Disciples, whom I have never heard of in my entire life, but apparently this gang has been around for a while, they took to YouTube to send the threats to the rapper. They said that if the rapper made a stop in their town, he would definitely regret it. And the reason that the gang has so much animosity towards Rick Ross is for two reasons. The first reason being that the image of the Star of David is used to identify who the gang is. Well, recently on a new mixtape, Rick Ross took use of that sign by putting his face in the middle of the star, and the gang took very, just a whole lot of problems towards that. So they took to YouTube to express, you know, what they felt and basically warned him, if you came to the town, you know, MMG will regret it. And so, needless to say, Rick Ross canceled that tour in that city, and he will not be making a stop in North Carolina. So, better safe than sorry. Rapper singer Nicki Minaj was not excited about the recent list of Grammy nominations. Why, you may ask? Well, because she was not nominated this year. Last year, around this time, Nicki Minaj was excited because she had 3 nominations, but this year she has none. So she is rumored to boycott the show because she feels that she was slighted and discriminated against. So, you know, unfortunately, it's unfortunate that she was not, you know, nominated and she was not asked to perform at the Grammys this year. But Nicki Minaj is celebrating her 30th birthday, so shout out to the Roman star, Nicki Minaj. So congratulations to her on her 30th birthday. But, you know, we still get paid. It's very sad that she wasn't nominated this year. Talk show queen Wendy Williams comments on the upcoming HBO documentary of Beyonce's life. HBO recently asked the queen of R&B currently on the throne to do a documentary series about her life and the things that are going on around her. So she agreed to do this HBO series that will be airing in the upcoming year. And the talk show queen basically said that Beyonce talks like she has a 5th grade education, that she talks as if she doesn't know how to pronunciate her words, and basically she should just stick to singing. The star said that her vocabulary is limited. Now, while all of this might be accurate and true, as we have heard and read the letters that Beyonce has penned to First Lady Michelle Obama, it still does not stop her from making chart-topping singles and millions and soon to be billions of dollars. So regardless of if she talks like she has a 5th grade education, she sings like she's a millionaire, and she dresses like one too. So you go, girl. You know, you can't help how you talk or the way that you sound or the things that, you know and you don't know, but it doesn't give someone the right to downplay who you are, especially when you make more money than them. Ting. Congrats goes out to singer reality star Tamar Braxton. For everyone who watched The Braxton Show or Tamar and Vince, everybody knows that outspoken, head-bobbling, singing Miss Tamar Braxton. Well, she finally released her first new song entitled Love and War, and it reached number 1 single on the R&B iTunes chart. So congratulations goes out to her. She's been expressing since the beginning of the Braxton Family Values season 1 how much she loves to sing and how good she can sing. And what I like about somebody is if you can talk and then you can walk it, then hey, you got it. And she talks and walks it, now she sings it, and now she reaps the benefits of having her single be the number one top charting song on iTunes. So congratulations to her. If you have not seen the song, heard the song, or saw her perform the song on Tamar and Vince, be sure to go purchase the song on iTunes. Or if you just want to hear the song before you purchase it, go check it out on YouTube. Congratulations goes out to Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose, who recently confirmed that they are having a baby boy. They also are confirming that they will be getting married before the baby is due. So, I can't wait to see what this wedding dress is going to look like, what her hair is going to look like, and what he's going to wear. Because for some reason I have just this premonition that it's going to be something skinny and tight for him. So, because Wiz Khalifa is known for wearing and rocking the skinny jeans, I'm not necessarily with that phase of life. But, hey, to each his own. If you like it, I love it. So can't wait to see what he's going to rock on at his wedding with Miss Amber Rose. And someone had made a comment earlier today, and I fell out laughing, and they said, you know, her baby boy is going to grow up knowing that he could have been Kanye West's son. And they wondered what the son would say about that if he was born. So, you know, that's an interesting topic. Jet Magazine featured their first gay couple in their infamous wedding section of their magazine. So congrats goes out to this magazine for embracing this couple's nuptials, and congratulations to Ray B. Perry and Paris Prince, wishing them many years of marital bliss. And I think it's very important that the magazine embraces this culture and embraces the people, because you shouldn't discriminate against someone for who they love. You can't help who you love. You can't help who you fall in love with. And no one should have to be punished because of that. So congratulations goes out to Jet for embracing the culture and embracing the people, embracing this couple and their marital bliss. Mike Tyson recently claimed that the reason that him and actress Robin Givens got a divorce in the early 90s was because he caught her cheating with Brad Pitt. Now, I'm not sure how many of us actually believe this, but he claims that he was high off of cocaine during this time, and he was a very hard person to deal with. He was dealing with tons of women, and this is quote-unquote tons of women. So I find that very refreshing to know that he knows the type of man that he was, and he knows that he was difficult to deal with, and he knows that you can't really expect someone to stay with you, be faithful to you, if you're out doing your day. So I appreciate the fact that he can actually come out and honestly say it. However, I still think that it's very degrading the way that he treated her. He beat her and he abused her. And, you know, she still came out, you know, as a diamond. She has had a very lucrative acting career. She's had a very lucrative book career as well. She does have a New York bestseller where she talks about her marriage to Mike Tyson and her dealings with different people in the industry and her dealings with being an actress in this crazy industry. So, you know, I'm not really for sure if the rumors about the Brad Pitt story are true. However, I will do some research and dig around and try to find that out. I know a lot of people are very sick of the Trapped in the Closet series and TV chapters and things like that. But R. Kelly said, so what? I'm going to create a book. So recently, last Saturday, he released the rest of the chapters that he currently has on his show. Do we have a caller? Okay, I thought I heard something. Sorry, people. But, you know, he released a couple of his chapters last week. I didn't actually tune in to see it because I'm a little over the Trapped in the Closet. I was kind of done after the fifth chapter. So now that he goes into, like, chapter 25 and 30 and 40, whatever he's up to right now, he's decided, you know what, you're still so sick of seeing it, but there are so many people who aren't sick of seeing it, so I'm going to write a book about it. I'm just going to write a book that goes heavily into detail about the story behind characters and, you know, all of these different things. And attached to the book, it will be the DVD with all of the chapters so that you can clearly see it. So I wonder how many high school students are going to use this as book reports. Because technically you could. You could turn the story into nothing. You can't say it didn't happen because it's clearly on TV, and now there's a book about it. So congratulations goes out to the Prince of R&B, Mr. R. Kelly, who is also currently on tour, the Single Ladies Tour, with R&B singer Tamia. I did have the pleasure of meeting Ms. Tamia and R. Kelly a couple of weeks ago on the 27th of November when they came to Baltimore. And he is very tall, and he is handsome, and Tamia can sing her butt off, and so can R. Kelly. They sing very, very well on stage. In other news, Trey Songz took to Twitter to ensure his fans that he had absolutely nothing to do with the death and the murder-suicide of Devon Butcher and Cassandra Perkins. Trey Songz's name has been heavily in the media in regards to this case because the football player's girlfriend attended a Trey Songz concert the night before, and she stayed out late, and this is what he said caused a lot of the turmoil that morning before the suicide death. And we will get into the suicide death a little later in the report. But Trey Songz did take to Twitter, and he stated, "As sad as it may be, it has nothing to do with me. Sending prayers up to the families and friends involved." And he also says, I don't delete my tweet, nor am I insensitive to death. I had no knowledge of the murder-suicide until now. And even still, I had nothing to do with this case. She was not with me. I did not see her. So I have no idea about what's going on, but I have to clear my name. And I think that was important for him to do because a lot of people could do a whole lot of speculation that she was with Trey Songz, that, you know, whatever, blah, 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 because the media could take things and spin it around. So that was a very good political move on Trey Songz's part to clear his name in this case, which is a very, very sad case. And again, we will get into that when we get into the locker room. As a matter of fact, we're about to get into the locker room now, so you can go ahead and drop it.
Mo Williams will throw in. Rashard Lewis playing off the ball. Lewis gets it to LeBron for three for the win. Yes! LeBron James at the buzzer! As the Cavaliers have pulled it out to tie the series.
Welcome back, everybody.
To the locker room with DJ and Altitude.
And welcome back, everybody. It's me again, DJ. I'm here in the locker room. Again, shout out to my co-host who could not be with us today, but we will see him again on our kickoff of the 2013 season that will take place on January 13th. So shout out to Altitude during his break. And we can't wait to have him back on the show. Why? Because I like to argue with my co-host. It's a wonderful thing. It brings me absolute joy. So when you see him during the week on Twitter posting his little comments, we love to bicker back and forth. This is the type of relationship that we have. But we're going to get into some live NFL scores today. We're going to kick it off with the number one team, my number one team, my favorite team in the whole wide world right now, who is currently beating up on Dallas. Cincinnati Bengals are taking on the Dallas Cowboys right now, and the score is 19-10. They're in the third quarter with 6 minutes and 8 seconds to go. Philly is beating up right now on Tampa Bay, 10-7. The St. Louis Rams is getting trampled right now by the Buffalo Bills. Atlanta is trying real hard to hold on to their lead right now against Carolina, and they actually just scored a touchdown. The score is now 20-23, Carolina winning. Minnesota Vikings is beating Chicago 21-7. Cleveland is beating KC 20-7. Washington Redskins, I need them to really get it together and beat Baltimore. Baltimore currently has to be 21-20. San Diego is beating up on Pittsburgh. Hallelujah, amen. And they just scored another touchdown, which takes the lead 32-3 over Pittsburgh. We really need Pittsburgh to lose in my division, amen. Okay. Tennessee right now is beating the Colts 21-20. The Jets is beating Jacksonville 10-3. The games that are underway, and one game that did go final because they played on Thursday, which is my co-host team, Oakland Raiders, did lose to Denver Broncos 13-26. Games that will be on the way at 4:05, 4:25, and 8:20. Miami and San Francisco, Arizona and Seattle, New Orleans and the New York Giants, Detroit and Green Bay, Houston and New England, which will take place on Monday Night Football. So as we get into football today, it's so much that's going on right now with the teams. And what's funny is my team seems to be playing these teams in the midst of their turmoil. Last week, the tragedy between Bleacher and girlfriend Perkins, Cincinnati plays them. And then today, the tragedy with the Dallas Cowboys, they're losing two players today. You know, we're beating up on them, but no offense to them, but Cincinnati's definitely going to win. So we're going to actually get into the tragedy that took place last week on December 1st with the murder-suicide of Javon Bleacher and Kansas City girlfriend, Cassandra Perkins. It's kind of touchy because a lot of people can take this whole situation in a bunch of different ways. You can say a lot, but if you weren't there, you really, you know, if you're not involved, you really can't say much. But at the end of the day, the whole tragedy, it affected a lot of people. What ended up happening was Javon Bleacher murdered his girlfriend, Cassandra Perkins, after weeks and years of arguing over financial matters. And his girlfriend had actually went out to a Trey Songz concert the night before, and she stayed out late. And he was out, too, kicking it with his boys at a strip club. And when he got home, his girlfriend wasn't there because she was at the concert. She was at the after party. And he got upset, and he went towards his boys' house. And the next morning, they got into an argument, an altercation, and he ended up shooting her. And he kissed her on the forehead, and his mother was there in the house, and his three-month-old daughter was there in the house. And it's such a sad thing because then afterwards he left, and he went to the stadium that he plays football, and he invited his coach and the general manager, and they were all outside, and he told them what happened, and he told them that he couldn't live, and he told them that he couldn't be there anymore, and he dug down on the side of his car, and he killed himself. And it's so sad because you really, the point of the matter is you really never know what people are going through. You never know what's going on through their heads. Arguments in life are pointless. Life is extremely short. This is now a three-month-old daughter who will never know her father, never know her mother, and will grow up learning about what happened to her parents. And that's not a, you know, a good way to live. Of course, she will be loved and people will embrace her, and the NFL is setting her up for life. She will get $1 million every year for the rest of her life. She's set. But mentally, will she be set? Will she be set knowing that her father killed her mother over stuff that was completely pointless and didn't matter? Although we don't know the bulk of all of the arguments that took place in the house, we don't know everything that went on. The justification is that he killed his girlfriend, he killed himself, and now his three-month-old daughter has to live without knowing her parents. So, you know, prayers go up to the family, especially the mother who was in the house, his mother who was in the house, who actually came to live with them to help them take care of their three-month-old daughter in spite of the arguments and things that they were going through. So, the one thing is that people knew about the arguments and the problems that they had together. So mother had came to live with them so that they could, you know, hopefully get a break and so that she could assist in taking care of her granddaughter. So prayers go out to the daughter and the mother and, you know, him and his family. And, you know, hopefully somebody, you know, people will get some type of closure. The funeral arrangements have not yet been made, and they will be on the way soon, but they have not yet been made, and still, prayers go out to them. Dallas Cowboys are also mourning the death of linebacker Jerry Brown, who was killed in a car accident last night. Now, the double twist of this story, the driver of the car was also a linebacker who played for the Dallas Cowboys, Josh Brent. He was intoxicated while he was driving. He did not die, but Mr. Jerry Brown did. And now the driver of the car is being held on a $500,000 bond, and he is now officially released from the NFL. And it's like DUI, drinking and driving. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are going to the club, you're going out, you're going to do various different things, whatever you choose to do in life is ultimately your business. However, if you're going to drink and drive, be smart. Don't drink and drive. Point blank and period. Do not drink and drive. Do not get behind the wheel of a car and be intoxicated and then have other people in the car. If you want to be in your car and you want to be intoxicated and these are the things that you want to do for your own self, fine. Don't take anybody else down with you. Because ultimately, in this case, this man was intoxicated. He did not die. The other person did. So just be mindful and be careful when you decide to go out and drink and drive. Don't drink and drive, especially if you not have somebody else in the car with you. So now they're going through this loss, and we have a caller. State your name, where you from? Hello? Hello? Okay, I guess
hey,
we are
the best caller.
Okay, so back to the news for the NFL. Oh, excuse me, everybody. We're going to get into NBA news right now going on. First, the NBA news, congratulations goes out to Kobe Bryant, as much as I detest the ground that he walks on. Kobe Bryant reached a career-high point of scoring 30,000 points, and he is the youngest player to ever do it, so he will go down in history for this historic win. So congratulations goes out to him and his wife, who they are back together, which I am not the only person who never thought they would get back together. However, congratulations goes out to him and his wife. They have ended their divorce, and they will not be getting a divorce. They are actually working out their marriage. So now on to scores that took place yesterday. L.A. Clippers beat Phoenix Sun 117-99. San Antonio Spurs beat Charlotte Bobcats 132-102. Golden State Warriors beat the Washington Wizards 101-97. Detroit won over Cleveland 104-97. Boston, my favorite team in the whole world, beat Philadelphia 92-79. Miami, that went out to T. Austin. Miami beat New Orleans Hornets 106-90. Chicago beat New York Knicks 93-85. Atlanta won over Memphis Grizzlies 93-83. Dallas Mavericks beat Houston Rockets 116-109. Sacramento Kings beat Portland Trail Blazers 99-18. Scores that took place on Friday, December 7th. Philadelphia beat Boston 95-94. Denver Nuggets beat Indiana 92-89. Chicago beat Detroit 108-104. Golden State beat the Brooklyn Nets 109-102. Atlanta beat the Washington Wizards 104-95. Memphis Grizzlies beat New Orleans 96-89. Minnesota beat Cleveland 91-73. San Antonio beat Houston 114-92. Milwaukee Bucks beat Charlotte Bobcats 108-93. Utah beat Utah beat Toronto 131-99. Okay, see, my favorite team in the West beat the LA Lakers. Boo. 114-108. Sacramento Kings beat Orlando 94-89. Now, one game that took place earlier in the week I have to comment on, and that is, this goes out to T. Austin. This really goes out to you. The Miami Heat got beat by the worst team in the NBA. I don't know what went down. I don't know how it happened. I don't know what. I'm glad it happened. I don't like the Miami Heat. I really don't like the Washington Wizards because they're just a bunch of losers. However, they got beat. I don't know how it happened, but clearly in the DMV right now, and for those of you who don't know what the DMV is, DMV is D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. What's going on right now in this city, in this town, in this area right now is what they like to call RG3 fever. RG3 is like the good luck charm of everyone, and apparently that night when Miami Heat played the Washington Wizards, RG3 was in the Verizon Center, and they're saying that he was just there, he was cheering, he was jumping, and he's not even a Wizards fan. His favorite team is the New York Knicks. So the fact that he was there cheering for, you know, hometown love was really awesome, and ultimately, whatever it was, they beat the Miami Heat, and I loved it. I was cheering, I was rooting, and see, Austin, I love you, but I hate the Miami Heat, so go Boston. So, anyway, we're very happy about that, and I really had to throw that out there. In other NBA news, O.J. Mayo, a Dallas Maverick, hit a season high of scoring 40 points and helping coach his team to victory against the Houston Rockets. On the injured list, Paul Gasol, who I reported 2 weeks ago was suffering from knee injuries, tendonitis in his knees, which causes him to not run so fast, and his doctor actually placed him on not leave, but place him on the bench so that he can have time to get his knees better. So he hasn't been practicing. He hasn't been actually playing. And on the game against OKC, in which the Lakers probably could have used him, they lost the game. And Paul Gasol, you know, is on the injured list currently right now. In NHL news, hockey news, they are still, you know, they're still on hold for the season. They have canceled games all the way up to the second week of January. So it really looks like there will be no hockey games this year, unfortunately. And hopefully, you know, they could come to some sort of agreement so that there is not a repeat of the lockout next year. The ultimate thing is that both teams, both sides want to be heard. And none of the sides are actually being heard. And whatever it is that they're asking for, neither side is willing to bend. So hopefully they can, like I said, they can get it together, be back for next year, and make it work. So the NCAA, football teams are preparing for the Big Bowls. The Big Bowls kick off on December 15th with New Mexico Bowl with Nevada and Arizona, the Utah Potato Bowl, Toledo and Utah State, the Poinsettia Bowl with BYU and San Diego State, and on Friday, the 21st, it continues with the Beef O'Bradley Bowl with Ball State and UCS. Saturday, the 22nd, the New Orleans Bowl with East Carolina and L.A. Lafayette. The Mako Bowl with Washington and Boise State. Hawaii Bowl with Fresno and SMU. Little Caesars Bowl with West Kentucky and Central Michigan. The Military Bowl with San Jose State and Bowling Green. And the Belk Bowl with Cincinnati and Duke. The Holiday Bowl with Baylor and UCLA, the Independence Bowl with Ohio and L.A. Monroe, the Russell Athletic Bowl, Virginia Tech and Rutgers, Meineke Care Bowl, Minnesota and Texas Tech, the Armed Forces Bowl with Rice and Air Force, Pinstripe Bowl, West Virginia, Syracuse, Fight Hunger Bowl, Navy and Arizona State, Alamo Bowl, Texas and Oregon State, Buffalo Wild Wings and Rings Bowl, TCU and Michigan State, Music City Bowl, NC State and Vanderbilt, Sun Bowl, UC and Georgia Tech, Chick-fil-A Bowl, LSU and Clemson, Liberty Bowl, Iowa State and Tulsa. And the bowls continue all the way up until Monday, January 7th with the ending game of the VCS Championship was my number one team, Roll Tide, Alabama, and the number one team, Notre Dame. We're going to go back to some live scores so we keep you guys posted on what's going on in the NFL, and hopefully my team is still winning, because if they're not, I'm going to be a little upset. However, but they still are. They're still winning. Philadelphia now is losing to Tampa Bay, still, and Tampa Bay just scored a touchdown. It is now 21-10. Dallas is still losing to the Cincinnati Bengals, 19-10. Buffalo is still winning over Seattle, 12-7. Atlanta is still trying to hold tight to this lead with 20 over Carolina to 23. Chi-Town is still losing to Minnesota, 21-7. KC is still losing to Cleveland. Like, this is really hurting my soul. I'm trying to understand this. Like, this is really bothering me. For those of you who don't know football, I really suggest that you really learn football. Start to learn the positions to see what people play on the sides that they play on. And then that way you can learn what a punt is and the kicks and all those type of different things. Because right now, the fact that Cleveland has 30 points, it's not sitting well with my soul. And the fact that KC is losing like this, like, I understand that you guys are going through it, but this is more time for you to get out there and kick some butt. But they're not. So they're still losing. And according to this game, they're probably just going to go ahead and lose. So pretty much call this game a done deal. Baltimore is still winning over Washington. So I really need to watch the Redskins to get it together. And the fact that they're playing less than 3 miles away from where I currently am right now, it's really bothering me. I really want to go up there and just put the fire under the Redskins so they can really beat Baltimore, because I really can't stand them, and they're in my division. Pittsburgh is still losing, so hand clap to Pittsburgh for still losing against San Diego, 27-10. Indiana is trying to hold tight and trying to get a touchdown against Tennessee. Right now they're losing 21-23. Jacksonville is currently losing to the New York Jets, 3-17. Games that are still underway are Miami and San Francisco, Arizona and Seattle, New Orleans and the Giants, Detroit and Green Bay, Houston and New England. NBA games that are coming up on this wonderful Sunday afternoon are Toronto and the Clippers, Milwaukee and Brooklyn Nets, Indiana and OKC, Denver Nuggets and New York Knicks, Orlando and Phoenix Suns, Utah, and the L.A. Lakers. Now, in other news about the L.A. Lakers, I'm not for sure if everyone has been following the controversy currently surrounding the Lakers, but the Lakers, this is not their best season by far. A lot of people are blaming it on the players. A lot of people are blaming it on poor coaching. A lot of people are blaming it on the weather, the wind, the sun, the ocean, breeze. It's a bunch of different speculations on why this team is not performing up to par. However, a commentator made a very valid point, which I do agree because I'm not a Lakers fan at all. Basically, what he was saying was, it's something that I've been saying for a very long time, is that these teams should have literally stayed, these players should stay where they were. There was nothing wrong with the Lakers squad. They didn't need a bunch of key players to join their team. Steven Nash, Dwight Howard, they didn't need these players to come and make their team better. Paul Gasol and Kobe Bryant, Ron Artest, and they basically had this team together already, so they didn't need someone else to come around and try to make it something that it wasn't. And when you bring all of these teams, these players together, sometimes they don't know how to take responsibility for their portion of not playing the game the way the game should be played. So they tend to blame everybody else for the shortcomings, and they don't place the blame on where it should go, which is, you know, technically on themselves. Dwight Howard was recently scalded for being a horrible three-point shooter currently right now. His stats right now are under 70% from the three-point line, and his field goal line is under 70%. And also, his free throws are under 70%. And it's kind of like when you were with the Magic, you weren't doing this. And in a recent comment, he made that, you know, it doesn't matter. If I'm losing this, this is a team sport, which is good, which is awesome. However, if Kobe Bryant got up there and he made 99 points in one game and then they won the game and it was only 99 to whatever, is that still a team effort? Is that still a team pushing forward to win a game, or is that one person, the team? It just seems like these are the comments, these are the type of things that are being said in regards to the L.A. Lakers, and it's why the L.A. Lakers will not be a great team this year. They will not make it to the playoffs, unfortunately. And I hate to say that, but a lot of people were just counting on this 94 Dream Team, this Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Charles Barkley type of team, and this is just not the type of team that it was beginning to be. And unfortunately, a lot of people are very disappointed in these teams, and they're disappointed in these players, and you know, it's a real sad thing that they have to go through. So, the North Carolina Panthers today will play without four of their starters due to injuries: linebacker Jonathan Stewart, wide receiver Brandon LaFell, strong side linebacker James Anderson, defensive tackle DeJuan Edwards are all on the injury list currently right now, and they are all starters. So, unfortunately, this is really not affecting them. If you look at the game, you look at the score right now, 23-20, it's really not affecting them. So hopefully they're just out there playing harder with the four backup starters that they had. They're out there playing harder to prove who they are and to prove what's going on with them. There has been an update in the Battle of the Beltway. And for those of you who don't know what the Battle of the Beltway is, the Battle of the Beltway is the game between the Ravens and the Redskins. There has been a field goal on the Washington side, which has taken the Washington Redskins up 23-21. So shout out to the Redskins, who hopefully will beat the Baltimore Ravens and make me happy and make them lose, and Pittsburgh will lose, and my team will win, and we will go on to be number two, and I will be glad. I will be extremely happy if all of this does take place today. In NACC football, University of Cincinnati recently got a new football coach from Texas Tech. His name is Mr. Tommy Luberville. I hope I didn't butcher his name today. Tommy Luberville is now the new head coach of the University of Cincinnati Bearcats. So, shout out to the Bearcats. Spent many days at the Bearcat Stadium. I went to high school directly on their campus. So it was just a very awesome experience to be around all of those people. So, again, I do want to make light of this Dallas Cowboys incident that's taking place. Again, I'm going to go over this again. The Dallas Cowboys are mourning the loss of linebacker Jerry Brown, who was killed last night in a car accident. The car was driven by Dallas Cowboy linebacker Josh Brent, and he has been charged with intoxication, manslaughter, and was held on a $500,000 bond. And, again, stressing the importance of driving under the influence, don't. Plain and simple, don't. If you feel the need that you have to drive by yourself, just drive by yourself, but don't take anybody else down with you. Because, again, this mother, this grandmother, this father, this friend, this football player, this guy is now dead due to something that he did not cause. He was not driving drunk. He was just a passenger in the seat. So, therefore, he's an innocent bystander. Now, no, it may not be in his best judgment to get inside of a car with someone that he knew was intoxicated. However, you really don't know the circumstances, because we don't know the circumstances of why he was in the car or what happened with him before he got in the car. You can't really, you know, say too much about him because he's not here anymore. But again, you know, driving under the influence is a crime, and it could cost somebody their life or it could cost you your life. So it's very important that you weigh the consequences before you decide to place yourself in this type of situation. So that is the locker room for the day. I miss my co-host. I miss this one back and forth. But, again, we will be back January 13th, 2013, and we will be having special guests on the show, so be prepared for that. Again, please follow us both on Twitter. My name is Diva J, DIVAH_J. And my co-host's name is Mr. Alti Dude. That's A-L-T-I-D-U-D-E. Make sure you follow us both on the locker room. Follow the Intune family. Follow Miss Sienna J. Follow Miss P. Follow Miss T. Austin Reed. Follow the whole Intune family. We show a lot of love for each other. We support each other. And, again, me and my co-host will be back on January 13th, 2013, to bring you the locker room with Diva J and Out to Do. Miss P, are you there?
Yes, beautiful. Thank you so much. I really, really have learned a lot today, as always, and I look forward to the next Diva Got the J and the locker room. Thank you, baby.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, guys, so Diva is really a diva. I can't express that enough. And as Diva so elegantly put out there, that we are a family that loves to love. So really, really quick, guys, I just want you guys to know that I am looking for new family members to join our team. I'm also looking for new teens to join our Teens in Tune segment with Miss Sienna J and all our lovely fellas. We need some ladies out there who's willing to dedicate their time to give us their insight, their spirit, their energy twice a month. So if you are that someone special, you can contact Sienna J or myself on Twitter. You can find Sienna at Sienna J_intuned, or you can email her at teens_intuned@aol.com. You can definitely get in contact with me by emailing me at the Intune Show, intuneshow@aol.com. Reach out. We are a lively group. We are an embracing group, and we love to love, and we love to see progression. So definitely get in touch with us to let us know your thoughts and how those thoughts can be beneficial as if we work together as a team. So until then, stay in tuned. Tomorrow night I'll be on roughly about 10:30. We are going to be talking to DK, which is one of the members of the GS Boys, and the GS Boys are the ones who came out with that single, The Stinky Leg. So we will be in tune for that. So be there or be square. Okay, guys, until later. Stay in tuned.
I'm in tune. Nothing like the mother bird.
Not at all.
What you ain't heard? The tune.